I want 2, 3, 4, take it to the top. To the top, not the bottom, but the top, top talent. I can't afford a band. This is the house band. My name is Richie Phillips. Welcome to Top Talent. This is the podcast that originates from the Albany area of upstate New York, if you know where Albany is. By the way, oh, stop the music. Albany was rated one of the top places to retire in America. Yes. And the people who did the study? The Albany Chamber of Commerce. I'm kidding. This episode of Top Talent, we're going to be talking to a group of people who sing all the time and are very frustrated because they can't sing together because of this damn pandemic. It should be called the pandemic. They're from more the Schenectady area, or at least that's where the group originates from. It is the Electric City Chorus, a iconic group from this area. You've seen them all over the place singing during holidays, even off holidays. They sing in senior centers. They do all kinds of events, and very frustrated with the fact that they are relegated to what everybody's relegated to right now, and that is Zoom. I mean, thank God for Zoom. Otherwise, we'd have nothing, but it can get a little irritating when you can't get together, especially musicians, to sing. So what are some of their frustrations? How are they getting around it? How are they keeping up their sense of humor? I think you'll find out when you hear my discussion with all these members, and they're all on a Zoom call because they're getting so used to Zoom. We decided to do it through Zoom. Here is my interview with the Electric City Chorus. Oh, wait a minute. I got to bring in my chorus to introduce them here. Take it to the top, to the top, not the bottom, but the top, top talent.
Top talent.
And I'm here with some very, very talented guys. This is the Electric City Chorus. We could go through the whole group. Actually, please introduce yourselves and what you do for the organization. That's the best way to go. We'll go from the upper left square.
Go ahead, George.
Go ahead, George.
I'm George Ficorni. I'm a chairman of the music department, music committee, and I'm a baritone.
I'm Terry Topka. I am the secretary treasurer of the chapter and music team member, and I sing bass.
Mama sings tenor.
Well, actually, I'm Hank Petticone. I'm the current president of the chorus and of the chapter, and I'm think I'm singing tenor right now. I also sometimes sing lead.
I'm Peter Hilmar. I'm the membership chair, and I sing lead.
I'm Bill Saratella. I'm the chorus manager, and I sing lead.
I'm Chuck Curry, and I'm 42 years a barbershopper, and I sing bass.
Did you say 42 years?
42 years.
Wow, incredible, incredible. Who's up?
I am Chris Jensen. I am the associate music director. I sing tenor, I sing lead, and once in a while I sing bass too.
And baritone.
Baritone.
And right? Once in a while, baritone, yes.
Very talented.
How'd you go, Jack?
I'm Jack Richards. I love singing with these guys. I don't help them out very much because I'm out of town a lot. But I've been enjoying this for 45 years.
Wow.
Frank.
Frank Genovese, lead singer. I've been I'm the token doo-wopper here. And, I've been singing barbershop on and off for almost 30 years, but officially roughly about 7 to 10.
And medical director, right?
One medical director. There are at least three physicians.
Well,
I'm Walt Lane. I've been president and past president and secretary and treasurer of this organization. Now I just kind of hang around and watch what's going on. I sing lead.
You sing lead.
All right. And I think Dave is the only one left. Dave Barnett. You're on mute, Dave. That's not going to work.
I'm Dave Barnett, one of the many basses in the chorus. And I've having a great time singing barbershop for the last 7 or 8 years.
Excellent. Well, thank you for all being on the podcast. And that's the podcast. Take care. No, just kidding. No. Well, actually, that was one of my first questions. I was thinking, if somebody threw a piece of music at you right now, so it's not a question of everybody knows their parts and where they are, high, low, in the middle, boom. It doesn't work that way, right? As you just mentioned, sometimes you sing lead, sometimes people switch around.
Well, we also have an old-fashioned thing called wood shedding.
Oh.
Used to do as a chorus, and somebody would come in with a sheet of music and sing the lead line, and the rest of us would all accompany. And it was a good way of turning our ears to harmony.
I got you. Got you. Does anybody know where it actually started? Like what year the Electric City Chorus started and who started it?
1944. Yeah, check out our webpage, Richie.
44. I actually did. I actually had the answer. I just wanted to know if you knew it.
You got the picture there of the original meeting.
It's the original. Yeah. Yeah, I saw it. It was black and white. I saw it. I checked out your website.
1944.
Yeah.
And the largest that this group has ever gotten, has it ever gotten to be huge?
I was looking at some programs from the 50s, and there was over 100.
They're really?
Yeah. Over 100 guys. They had like, I don't know, 17 tenors or something like that. And then one program I looked at, it was it's really amazing.
Well, you think
that
Hank, that's
a lot bigger back then too.
You think that that's a lot, but I Googled something, and I Googled what is the largest in-person choir. There was in 2016, 21,262 people met. It was a gospel group.
Whoa!
Wow! Okay, and
they got us beat.
You talk about these virtual ones. Actually, there's a bigger group. The Art of Living in India, they had 121,440 people. And, you know, these virtual choruses that everybody's talking about, and that's what we're getting into now. There is a virtual chorus on YouTube. There's 17,572 people in it. So whoever did that put 17,000 videos of everybody singing together and stitched together.
That's some pretty good equipment, I guess.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And that kind of brings up the next question. You have been forced because of this disgusting, horrible pandemic to be pushed into the technological world. I mean, we spent half of this meeting tonight talking about technology. Does that frustrate you, or are you excited by the alternatives? Anybody want to answer that?
Very frustrating.
Because it changes up everything you're doing. Yeah.
It does change up everything we do, and everything we do is oriented towards, you know, in real-time tuning between the voices and our ears, you know, when we stand in a circle or stand on the risers. So not being able to do that is extremely frustrating. And, you know, we're just, and the technology just can't cut it with that.
Right.
Agreed.
And for people
the delay,
who don't understand, you can't sing in sync right now. If everybody was singing, everybody would be completely out of sync. It doesn't work. There isn't one piece of technology that'll do that yet, right?
Nope, not yet.
Very frustrating. So the alternative is this is how you guys meet and sing. But you did actually sing tonight, but nobody heard each other.
Right.
Which is very frustrating.
Good thing.
It's the best we've sounded ever.
For the actual director, that would be who now?
Kermit or myself?
Oh, Kermit. All right, Kermit, who I don't see here tonight. Right. Has the process actually changed, like the actual dynamics of singing in a chorus, whether it's singing Sweet Adeline or My Girl? Is there a template for all of it? You know what I mean? Like,
the person singing, choral directing.
What's that?
Yeah, choral directing doesn't change no matter what this group is and what kind of style of music they're singing. It's all about telling a story and making an impact on the audience. And so the director is up there waving his hands in various ways to tell the members of the singing group, you know, when a particular event happens, you know, when we close a sound or when we begin a phrase or whatever. And sometimes, a lot of the times, it also includes the dynamics, you know, with the hand motions. So, you know, each director has his own particular style of hand motions. So what Kermit does and what I do is very different, as I'm sure the guys will tell you. but we have common things that pretty much everybody understands. When I, you know, when I do this, it's a cutoff, and people understand that and will respond. Mm-hmm. So that piece of it is common, and it's the same thing for the church choir that I direct. I do exactly the same kind of motions, and those folks understand it just as well.
But there is a certain sound that makes it, and actually I'm a little confused. You don't call this barbershop. It's not barbershop when you're singing with 20 people, right? Does it have to be a quartet to be a barbershop?
No.
So, yeah. Barbershop quartet, yes, four-part harmony. But if you have a chorus, as long as you're singing exactly four parts, you can still be singing barbershop. You cannot, as a chorus, start going off into eight-part harmony.
Oh, okay.
You still have to sing four-part harmony. Now, if you're just entertaining, singing entertainment a cappella, you can sing as many different parts as you want. But strict barbershop chorus still has to be four parts, primarily homophonic, where everybody's singing the same word.
That's interesting. Didn't know that. Huh. And I was also
barbershop. Barbershop is a style of singing.
Right.
And it doesn't, and it's, as somebody already said, it doesn't matter what the music is. But when you sing barbershop, it's four-part harmony, and there's a whole bunch of technical stuff set up for that that only the directors really get to know a little bit about. It's been changing and evolving. When it first started, it was mostly black quartets doing it.
Yeah.
And it was not music that was arranged for it. They would get together, and one person would start the melody. Somebody else would figure out what the bass part ought to be in his opinion. And when they agreed on that, then the tenor part would kick in, and they would figure out what that part was. And then the baritone part would kick in, and then they would go off and sing the song. And if they remembered it tomorrow, they'd sing it the same way. And if not, it would be different.
Gotcha.
It's only in the past, probably 50, 60, 70 years that we've begun to do a lot of arranging for it. And it's the same, but it's changing all the time. Barbershop 10 years ago was a different sound than it is today. And it doesn't matter if it's a quartet or a chorus. It's always changing, always evolving, but always four part.
They did say, if you go back to, I guess, maybe the 30s or whatever, that they were really considered like the rock stars of the day. Some of the, they sold a real lot of recordings of barbershop.
Yeah.
Do you get just as much of a kick out of singing really old barbershop songs as redoing like a modern song? Yeah, and do audiences, do you think, still appreciate you guys breaking into Sweet Adeline, or do you think they'd rather hear something more current?
Depends on the audience,
right?
You know, when you do a show, sometimes at a senior center, you might do more things that include I've Been Working on a Railroad, which we haven't done in a long time, but that, Amazing Grace, Danny Boy, but then you know you do want to throw in some more modern thing, more modern, 30 years old, you know, Sweet Caroline or My Girl or Crazy Little Thing Called Love. But it really, you know, again, it depends on the audience. If you're doing a show like we did at Christmas over at the Clifton Park Library, you might have a very wide audience. So you want to do things that are going to appeal to a lot of different people.
You plan different.
That's the magic of it, really. I mean, it's just like everything else. What Chris said before about, can you tell a story and can you have an impact on the audience? And it's not really about you. It's really about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an entertainer.
Right. You got to play the room.
A couple of Beatles songs. Yes.
I was just going to mention that. I did play a lot of senior centers, just brought my piano and played. And I did notice in a lot of cases, sometimes they don't really want all the old, really old songs, because it kind of reminds them that they're old.
They like the songs that are popular.
You got kind of mix it up. I did notice if you throw in some more modern stuff, they enjoyed it. I'm not talking rap, but I'm talking maybe Beatles. Or
you got to see us do Lion's Leaf tonight.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I'd love to hear that.
Oh, we're pretty active.
Beatles are 60 years old.
Well, really? That's a good point. I mean, right.
Top talent with the Electric City Chorus.
Do you keep in touch with other groups? I mean, do you have a really strong connection with other groups?
We got one member that sings in several choruses.
Oh, really? This
yeah,
one?
Yeah, and we have in the past, not so much recently, obviously in the last year, it's been pretty isolating, but we've had interchapter events with the local other barbershop chapters in the area. So in Saratoga Springs and Pittsfield and Troy.
We actually did a concert. It was 2018 with Saratoga up in Round Lake. We did a joint concert with them, mm-hmm. and that was a blast. We had like 60 guys up on stage and made some nice sounds.
Yeah, you've got to really miss that.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So
I've also wanted to work with other non-barbershop choruses and. Yeah. We had a performance with a pop singer from New York City a couple of years before that, which worked out okay. It wasn't our thing, but hey, we got some different people in the seats in front of us. So, that we do try to make those connections as well.
How long did it take you to put together an entire program? I mean, if I'm doing it, it's easy. It's me and not easy, but it's me and a piano. But with you, it's 20 right. people. I mean, how long does it take? Like the last show that you did, how long do you think you practiced for it?
We have an ongoing repertoire of usually about 20 to 25 songs mm-hmm. that we know how to sing. Some of them we keep current so that we're really good at them, but some we can pull back up again. And that's not counting the Christmas stuff, which is probably another 20 or 25 songs. So to put together a program, the directors simply sit down and decide which ones they want to choose to use. And we just go up on stage and follow with their hands, whatever they want to do. But it doesn't take that long because we keep a lot of songs relatively current.
But you do find, I know you were talking about this earlier, you do find that you have no choice but to get a little bit rusty with this current situation, right? I mean,
Most, you saw tonight, we did 3 songs.
Yeah.
You know, Most practices will do, I don't know, 12, 15.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe not quite that many, but yeah, more like 8 or, yeah, eight
anyway.
Or 9.
Yeah. Yeah. But still, you know.
Right. We would work, you know, spend considerable time on and focus and detail on 2 or 3, but then we would generally run through and refresh ourselves on 5 or 6 or 7 more songs.
So if this pandemic continues, which it doesn't look like it's ending soon, there's no other way of doing it but this way. Obviously, you have nothing booked even. Do you have anything booked being very optimistic for next summer or thinking that it's going to end?
Not yet.
No? It's terrible.
We usually book the year probably November, December, where we really, we work our way through Christmas in the holidays and usually have anywhere from 4, 5, or 6 concerts in December. We usually take a breather in January and start back up in February. We really start kicking in March or April. So we start talking to places again, and we have some recurring places we play at, but we'll start usually in December or January to start booking. That being said, some of the bigger places, like we played
Freedom Park,
Scotia. Yep.
We played Freedom Park last year or 2 years ago, along with a younger group from Schenectady Community College. I mean, that was in the works for a year. Yeah. So sometimes when you're playing a bigger venue, Clifton Park Library, we book a year in advance. We'll probably start doing those again. But realistically, your guess is as good as anybody else's right now. We're probably really looking at May, June, maybe. Who knows?
Yep.
Also, talk about the contest. What happens when we go to division contests?
Right.
We go up against the Racing City in Saratoga, Uncle Sam and Troy. We take them on.
Right. And they're not practicing either right now.
Yeah.
That's a big
most move. Of them are doing the same thing we're doing.
Right.
Yeah, it's less than ideal, obviously.
Yeah. Talking about technology, you all know the whole idea of auto-tune, right?
Mm.
Have you ever seen this technology where almost every singer now, when they go to a studio, they employ that? I was just wondering what your thoughts on some of the technology that's out there. I mean, if there was a little box that you could all sing into, and there is, that would perfectly put you all in tune, would you use it? Or is that a complete insult? Because they use it. And I know from radio, when we did these live shows with these country acts, they were using it on stage too.
Richie, my church choir does that. The director is a Union College professor of music.
Yeah.
He has that equipment. So we have a thing comes up on the screen and we sing into it and he combines all the voices to create a choral.
Yeah, it's very commonly used. I mean, does that insult you or?
We haven't worked with it.
You haven't worked with
it? We haven't, but it would go against migraine. We're craftsmen of singers. Mm-hmm. I consider ourselves craftsmen of singers. So I don't want to use artificial aids to, and not saying that, you know, we're really great singers. None of us are. We're all average, pretty much. And it's a matter of, you know, working the available craft and working with the other singers to make a beautiful sound. And that's really what excites me is making that a beautiful sound together in real time. So no, I wouldn't consider that.
If we played Shea Stadium for 50,000 people, we'll use auto tune.
Well, after they pay the fee, then we can afford to buy the box, right?
Right.
Richie, Barbershop is not sung on a piano scale. We don't use that even temperament where you can just shift the key everywhere. We sing just temperament, which is a different scale, different notes that are not evenly spaced apart. Mm. So you have to fine tune things. And I'm not even sure that your device is compatible with that, but faking that's part of the craft. Barbershop also has a unique sound. You were asking before if people like the old stuff or would they rather hear new stuff.
Right.
Barbershop well sung has a unique sound that you don't get with choral groups or SATB groups.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different sound, and what we really like to do is ring chords. And if you do that, that's on top of telling a story. You can emote any kind of music that has any kind of harmony in it is pleasing to most people universally. But if you can put that special barbershop flair on it, it adds something else to it, and you can get goosebumps on your back if you do it right. If you ring a chord,
right? Listening to the things even you played tonight, those practice things—they're very intricate chords. I couldn't even pick it out on a piano. Yeah. I mean, it's not like 1-3-5.
Well, a piano cannot play those chords,
right? Because it's the different. Yeah, I know you can tune some of these new instruments to those different tunings.
But the old style, you would literally have to retune your church piano every time you changed key.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. That's why they went the even temperament. You just can't do that with instruments that
interesting.
You know, well, analog instruments.
There are pianos that can do that.
Digital, yes, but not analog.
Right.
So there's a C. I don't know, can you hear that?
Yeah.
So that's a C, and there's a D, and there's a C sharp. You're saying there's a note. You guys could sing a note in between the C and the C sharp, basically, right?
What I'm saying is that in just temperament, sol, do, re, mi, fa, sol,
right,
is going to be a little sharper than the piano in the proper in a proper chord sung in barbershop. It's not going to be the exact same pitch.
Interesting. It'll
be slightly different. And you have to adjust to that. So sometimes you can get into trouble if you use piano too much when you're actually working barbershop.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because you've never had piano accompaniment because it would screw you up, right?
Well, the thing too is when you're singing in the chorus, you may have a tenor to one side, a lead to another side. So you can hear those. And as I said, if something happens that the lead drops the note, right, then all of us have to drop too. So we're still in harmony with that lead.
Just to show you, my piano has chorus, has a choral sound. Oh, where are these? On this piano, they've actually sampled it in three different places. So if you hit it softly, you get, if you hit it hard, you get, so you can go. And then there's choral, this is called Choir Oz. That sounds cheesy and fake, doesn't it?
Yeah, right, it does.
Right. Nah, you guys sound so much better.
That's what we hope to do.
Yeah, really. Well, I don't want to hold you any longer because I know you've had a long night here. Where can everybody, if they want to go to your website to get more information, I know we're talking about doing more with your social media.
Our website is electriccitychorus.net.
Okay.
All one word, except for the dot. It'll show up on the, if you just put Electric City Chorus into your browser search bar, it now pops up on top. So you should be able to find us pretty easily.
Okay, great. And are you always looking for new members? Is that something that you're looking for?
Sure. We are definitely looking for new members. It's kind of hard to get the word out right now.
Yeah.
I mean, new folks are invited to come to our meetings. We've had a couple of folks pop into our virtual meetings, but it really is not the same.
Right.
You don't get the camaraderie, the fellowship, the sound that you get in an in-person meeting, but we're people are always welcome to come check us out. They can check us out at the website. We have a Facebook page as well.
Okay.
Under Electric City Chorus.
Great. And if somebody wants to join, do they try out for you?
Yeah.
Well, could they come to a couple of rehearsals if we have them, see how they like us, see how we like them. And then they'll sing for the music, one of the music team, one of the directors probably, to see if they are suitable for the chorus and where to place them.
Great.
Yeah.
You have a pulse, you qualify.
It's not quite that easy.
I didn't say you get in. I said you qualify.
And Frank will check your pulse.
Yeah, right.
Will you be joining us, Richie?
I'm joining you right now. I don't know.
Yeah, right. He's here. He's been here.
It's funny. It's just a completely different skill than I have to sing with a group. I don't know. I've always sang at a piano on my own. And I don't know if I could follow it, believe it or not. It's
sure you could.
I'm not sure.
Sure.
Most people coming in, if they're new to this, they just like music, singing in a chorus, there's safety in that. You're not the only one singing your part.
Sure.
Richie, you sound like somebody though who would work well in a quartet off the top because you're used to singing solo.
Right.
Well, in a quartet, you really are four soloists singing together. You're the only one singing that part. Kind of the same.
And I have very little hair, so I don't need a barber shop.
Yeah, right. Oh.
You qualify.
That is less good. Did it really start in a bar? Did barbershops start in a barbershop?
Yeah.
No.
There's nothing to do with
no.
So where did the barbershop
They dressed to look like they were doing barbershop. In many cases, but they had all different costumes. But
way back in 1900, and back then, people congregated in barbershops to have their hair cut in the morning, a shave, and they would sing.
So they would. Oh, okay.
It was kind of the social center, like like the water cooler in the office, but of that era.
And Jack would know, right?
I think a lot of the singing happened on street corners.
Right.
Yeah.
Like doo-wop.
Not necessarily barbershops.
Like Frank with doo-wop.
Yes.
And then the doo-wop guys in the 50s and 60s just extended that.
So that's what you should all do. Go into a Supercuts and just start singing like Sweet Adeline and see what they do, you know?
Yeah.
That's the way to get arrested.
Yeah. Well, thank you all very much. And this podcast usually airs on a Tuesday. It's called Top Talent, so I try to make it like Top Talent Tuesday.
Great.
And I'll send you a link when it's up.
Great. Thanks a lot, Richie.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, Richie. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks, Richie.
Well, there you go. My interview with the Electric City Chorus. Great group of guys. Thank you guys for stopping in. That concludes this episode of Top Talent. If you would like to hear more and see more, because I'm trying to do both. I'm trying to do podcast, the audio podcast, and every once in a while throw in a video podcast. The best thing to do, actually, would be to email me, richie1077@gmail.com. And give me your email address, and I will notify you. I'll put you on a mailing list and notify you of all these things coming up. Let's see. I'm also Ryman Richie Phillips on Facebook. Kind of a long name there. I'm also Richie Phillips on Facebook. I have two different accounts. I don't really use Twitter that much, but I do throw things up there once in a while. Ryman Richie on Twitter as well. There is something else that I'm doing that I have such a good time doing, and I would love to tell more people about it, and it's called Pop-Up Piano. It is what it says it is. Every once in a while, I will just pop up on Facebook or YouTube and do a little piano bar. I take requests, do some song parodies, maybe some trivia, maybe give away some CDs from my song closet, because I have a ton of them. Not that anybody listens to CDs anymore, but if they do, I've got them.
Yes.
And that's it. I think I've advertised everything I want to advertise. Again, you can contact me at richie1077@gmail.com. You can go to my website, by the way, which is hirerichie.com, and check out some old song parodies that I have on there and old crazy things. I would appreciate that. That about does it on Top Talent. Thanks again. Bye-bye. New episodes every other Tuesday on Top Talent Tuesday. Good way to remember it. On Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And my YouTube channel to see video podcasts. Top Talent is a Me, Myself, and I production in association with nobody else. Top Talent!